with Matt Bradbury post game after defeat against the Whitley Warriors. And Matt, your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, we didn't particularly have a great first period, but even though the game, you know, was finished by losing by 3 goals, you know, we look at the period scores and we were competitive, lost every period by 1 goal, so 1-0, 2-1, 2-1. So we weren't, we were competitive. I think that's the thing is, but we've just got to learn, and we've got to be smarter, and we've got to really switch on in the key areas, and that was where the Whitley Bay team, their experience told, and that's where they excelled tonight.
Bit of a hammer blow, worked hard to get back into the game, equalised at 1-1 through Andre Pignoc, and then 24 seconds later Whitley go ahead again.
That's what we're talking about, really, being smart. And you know, you're always at a chance to be on, you know, when you've scored that goal, you've really got to be on the guard to make sure you don't concede the next shift or the next shift or two. And that's really the area where we've got to improve, you know. And we, you know, this time, you know, we got to the third period and we didn't concede two goals early in the, you know, the first 5 minutes of the third period. So I think, you know, those are the areas we've got to really knuckle down on. It's that kind of concentration after scoring a goal, working so hard to get back into the game, which we did. And, yeah, that's it. We've just got to switch on every shift. And, yeah, I mean, that's another part of the learning, really.
It was quite a scrappy game, I felt. And Lions play good flowing hockey and played a lot of good flowing hockey this season. Did that disrupt your game plan somewhat?
I think it did in the first period, because we were, what do we sit? We sat something like about 4 minor penalties in the first period. So again, other players were having to log ice early doors, you know, Levers and Aston and all these guys penalty killing, Andre penalty killing early doors. And that takes a lot out of them. You know, eight minutes out of a 20-minute period is not ideal. So that disrupts it a little bit. We had a couple of players missing tonight as well. We were missing a defenceman and a forward, and again we weren't able to really balance our lines. We weren't able to put out 3 balanced lines, but having said that, we stuck our neck above the parapet tonight, and we brought our junior players through. We had 2 defencemen who had never played, and they got, you know, a handful of shifts tonight, and also 2 forwards that had never played really at this level. So we really wanted to make sure we got them involved, and they did, and they worked hard, and they chipped in with a couple of really key shifts. And I suppose, you know, there was one stage where we bumped it down to 2 lines, and the guys were starting to get a little bit tired as the game wore on, and we had a penalty kill, and we stuck Jack Croston out there, and he penalty killed for a good 40 seconds, and he did a good job. So, you know, it's all part of the learning, all part of this journey. And but speaking to some guys afterwards, you know, you're not far off, they're saying that you're not far off it. And you know, if we can use this first half of the season as the learning curve, then by second half of the season these guys should be really switched on, and when it gets to the grunt end of the season and the key areas. But we're enjoying ourselves, and you know, we move on next week to another tough cookie at home against Sheffield Steeldogs.